This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Cat, comma, Small.
This is more like it.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, you're killing me, Small Cat.
this is what I like this one much better. Because one, who's fighting these things? This is before they had those challenge ratings. Those like CR ratings in D&D.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just know those, like you played a lot of third edition, right?
Yeah, so it's like this is the equivalent of like some number of uneducated peasants. It's like it's like horsepower, but dude power.
Yes, yeah. Or like how many dudes you have to fight, though.
Yeah.
And like I love the idea of these things having like 1/10 of a CR and then just doing an encounter where it equals like a party of adventurers. Like you have like your paladin, your fighter, your ranger, yeah, wizard, priest, and thief. And then here's 672 cats to like equal the correct challenge rating.
That's a pretty good, I mean, I feel ableist talking about Crazy Cat Lady, but like a pretty good adventure hook where there's like a witch who mm-hmm. like just has a she didn't learn that you really only need to have one familiar. And yeah. So it's just a massive like hive mind of cat familiars that do different
familiars
stuff.
Have familiars.
Yeah.
Like don't talk to me or my familiar again.
Just on down the line out to the outskirts of town.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing in second edition rules, how you can teleport things by having like handing something to somebody is a free action. So if you hire enough peasants to stand in a line between something, it teleport like by the rules, it gets there instantly. There's all those like little hacks. Like there's a really good thread on Something Awful about like broken rule interpretations like that. But this cat lady that we have, that's the villain of this campaign. She's probably under the thrall of an elven cat.
Yes. These are great.
These things are pretty sweet.
Yeah. This breaks my moratorium on appreciating psionics.
Oh yeah.
Because they like do have them. In... yep.
Yeah. Also they can turn into a tree branch. What the fuck are you doing, Monstrous Manual? Is that cool?
Cats like being trees. It takes an elven firefighter to get them down.
I like the idea of the cat turning into a cat tree branch, and then the other cat's like hanging out on that cat.
Yeah. Oh, and they just—that's another way to break the rules, because they can make a bridge to anywhere, because yeah, one just climbs out on the end and turns into another branch.
Yeah, it's like World of Goo, and then you take footage of it, and it becomes a viral scrying pool in the world of Faerun. Like everybody wants to see that scrying pool.
Everybody gathers around.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I also love like reduce or enlarge and trip. What is trip? Do you know what trip is?
it makes you fall.
Okay.
It literally makes like a little like tangle of something around your feet, makes you fall over, knock somebody prone. Reduce or enlarge is pretty intense. Like you could be like hanging out on this tree and then a cat like makes you really small. And to what end? I don't know.
I thought that it just applied it to itself, though. Like you could, it's just a little kitty cat, and then you approach, and then like. Bruh.
I think it says that it enlarges itself, but it doesn't say that it can only do it to itself,
because
you can cast reduce or enlarge on other things.
Okay, so he like reduces you so that he can eat you as a snack.
Yeah, and then you explode out of his stomach.
It's a little bit excessive, you know, Kool-Aid manning outside of a cat aside, it is a little bit excessive that it lists a 99.9% chance to move silently.
That is.
Like, is there somebody rolling a 1,000-sided die? All right, on a one, you hear this cat.
Yeah, that is. And then when it happens, it's like, oh, shit, we heard the cat. And the cat says, hello, humans. Welcome to my forest.
Because it speaks its language.
Yeah, because, they speak English or speak Elven.
Yeah.
It's what's really cool is that it kind of implies that like this isn't necessarily a species. This is what happens to cats that are kept by elves anyway.
Oh, like so, they're just like there's enough magic in the air.
Yeah, like there's everywhere. Kind of a radiation that comes out of elves that turns regular animals into these like psychic branch things.
Just corrupting an entire village. Like one half elf is like assimilated and then everybody starts turning into trees and the cats start floating.
Yeah, it's a free action. So you could just do it for the entire village in one instantly.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.